Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime, tributes paid to victims of Tunisian terror attack.
Just the most beautiful soul, he was absolutely lovely.
Hover Travel Boss explains propeller damage and Team Isle of Wight wins its first Island Games gold.
Mission accomplished for me and to retain the title, that's the main goal.
Those stories and more coming up on the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, it's thought the number of British tourists killed in a terror attack in Tunisia could double to around 30. Lindsay Brown has this report.
Save the cliff!
New footage shows the moment hotel workers chase the gunman. 3 days on and some survivors are still too scared to leave their hotel rooms.
This is the first time I've come off the complex and I'm too afraid right now to go at the front of the complex.
Others have cut their holiday short and are arriving back in the UK.
Kids were really scared. I was with my two kids and they didn't want to stay any longer. I was scared.
Tributes have been paid to some of those killed, including 19-year-old Walsall FC fan Joel Richards.
Just the most beautiful soul. He was absolutely lovely.
The Home Secretary's arrived in Tunisia to discuss the terror threat with government officials.
And after arriving there, the Home Secretary's paid her own tribute by laying flowers at the beach resorts where the victims were killed. Jim and Anne McQuire from Cumbernauld near North Lancashire were among those who died. Their friend Marjorie Williamson says the couple were active in their local church.
Jim came in, I think it was a couple of Sundays ago, and said, we've just booked a holiday, we're going to Tunisia. And then last Sunday, they were actually at church first before they flew off a Sunday night. And they were really quite excited, and they'd still to do a wee bit packing. I think Jim had done his, but Anne hadn't finished hers. That was the way they were, it was friendly.
And we'll have more reaction to that story throughout this afternoon.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A police investigation's underway after an incident in East Cowes on Friday night. Lucy Morgan reports.
Three children escaped unhurt when a man allegedly exposed himself to them near East Cowes Esplanade and Spring Hill on Friday night. Hampshire Constabulary's confirmed it's investigating a report that it happened shortly after 6 p.m.
A 50-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a sexual offence. He's been bailed until the 21st of September, pending further inquiries. Lord Janna will be prosecuted over child sex allegations after the decision not to charge him was overturned. The Director of Public Prosecutions initially decided that criminal proceedings wouldn't be brought against the 86-year-old because of his dementia. Abuse lawyer Liz Ducks explains how the proceedings will work.
If it is found that he cannot stand trial because he mentally lacks the capacity to plead, there will still be a hearing of facts before a jury. And that's all my clients have ever wanted, was the opportunity to go to court, to have their evidence tested and to be listened to.
British shares have been affected by the Greek debt crisis, with the FTSE 100 falling more than 2% at one point this morning. The European Central Bank refused to give the country extra funding. An application to allow a company to explore for shale gas near Blackpool has been rejected. Energy firm Quadrilla wanted to undertake drilling and fracking, but county councillors have voted against the operation.
Isle of Wight Radio.
A host of services have been cancelled by Hover Travel for the next 3 weeks. The Cross Island provider is running a revised timetable. It's after one of its propellers was badly damaged during a mid-crossing on Saturday night. Here's Hover Travel's managing director, Neil Chapman, with more details about what happened.
Once the investigation had been done by the MCA, it transpired that our propeller had been hit by a foreign object. And when they say a foreign object, what they mean by that is something hit the propellers. We will not know what that was, because obviously there is no remnants of that foreign object hitting the propellers. What I would say, though, is that the actual propeller did obviously shatter, and those of the islanders who saw the craft parked at Ryde yesterday saw the damage that had been caused. But by the very nature of the design of the hovercraft and the duct that sits around the propellers, it contained the propellers as they disintegrated. Hence the reason why, obviously, the craft sat there yesterday without one of its propellers.
And there's details on those services that have been affected by that problem on our website. Head to iwradio.co.uk. We're being reassured about the military road that it's going to be kept open for the future. Speaking on last week's Friday report, Councillor Phil Jordan said the roads will be maintained under the current administration. There have been fears parts of it were suffering from coastal erosion, but Councillor Jordan is assuring us that that's not the case.
As I understand it, Lucy, the erosion on the military road is not to that extent, that there is not a risk of it failing it next year. My understanding is that there's been a metre of erosion in the last 10 years and that the future of that road is probably going to be a lot longer than it is right now.
Meanwhile, Arrowton business owner Phil Mew, who is also a guest on the Friday Report, believes the military road is an important part of our tourism offer.
Military road is an iconic road for the Isle of Wight, and it is probably used by every single person who comes on holiday to the Isle of Wight. You've got some stunning views through there. You've got your main attractions along that road with Blackgang Charlie there. And yep. I think what people are looking for is the assurances that the military road will be kept open for future generations. It is so much part of the Isle of Wight's heritage.
And you can listen again to last week's Friday Report. It'll be on our website this afternoon at iwradio.co.uk.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, it's lunchtime. The Round the Island race is being hailed a great success by the organisers. Of the 1,584 starters, 1,389 finished the race before the 10 o'clock cut-off time on Saturday night. Giovanni Belgrano's 38-foot classic yacht Whopper took the overall prize in this year's race. Paralympic sailing gold medalist Helena Lucas handed out the awards at a special event yesterday, and you can read more on that story on our website. That's all it from me. Thanks for listening to the programme this lunchtime. On our news pages online, find out how you can go tree climbing during Cows Week. It's all at iwradio.co.uk.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight.
Hammer thrower Andy Frost has won Team Isle of Wight's their first gold medal of the Games. The former Sandown High School student who's represented Scotland at the Commonwealth Games retained his title, and we've been getting reaction from him.
This is number seven, but I've held the title since 99 because it wasn't the hammer in Bermuda. So I've been struggling this year with injuries, but it's one of my main focus to come out for a season's best by 2.5 metres. Like I say, that was mission accomplished for me, and to retain the title, that's the main goal.
Team Isle of Wight's also won bronze medals in men's rifles, skeet, clay shooting and the 10-metre air pistol. The island's ladies football team kicked off their games with a 2-0 win against Guernsey, and Kate Edney says it was a great start.
Yeah, the 2-0 win against Guernsey, first game, obviously delighted with that. Girls put a lot of effort in pre-season before we came out training, and it certainly showed first half and well into the second half with the heat that they've had to play in. Now we're just looking to push on.
And we'll have more Island Games news from 4.30 this afternoon.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight.
Now it's for today's business news.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
Young people have been learning about the job opportunities that are available to them on the Isle of Wight today. The Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce has been staging its Inspiring Tomorrow's Workforce event at the County Showground. It runs until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We've been speaking to the Chamber's Chief Executive, Kevin Smith.
Today, we're linking up the island's employers with these young people and getting the young people to actually find out about what they do, what these businesses do, what the qualities are that business people are looking for, how these business people got into the jobs that they're doing. And as I've just said to the students there, that it's their opportunity to interview the employers today and have a good time.
We'll soon be able to use wristbands, fobs and stickers to pay for goods. They're part of a new range of contactless payment options known as BPay, which go on market on Wednesday. Barclaycard is behind it, but anyone aged over 12 with a UK-registered MasterCard or Visa card can use them. Prices start at around £15, and they can be used in over 300,000 locations in the UK.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport.